So, in your opinion, what's the biggest advantage of being a student at philosophy?
Yeah, I would like to put it in a metaphor. A student of philosophy, I guess, would see things in a different perspective, like simple things being seen into different, in a bigger, special way. The metaphor I'm referring to are the artist or the sculptor. If they see a stone, a boulder, they don't see the material itself, the stone, but they see a sculpture, perhaps a lamb or a Michelangelo stuff. They see something there, beautiful and inside. I guess that's the simplest way I can say it. But I'm neither saying that philosophy majors, philosophy students are more than and the other students are lesser. I'm not saying that. It's just that they have this gift of seeing things in a beautiful way, simple things in a special way.
This is a very beautiful thing you said. But in Filipino, the students are studying philosophy 3 years or four?
Basically, it's a four-year course. Okay. And the first 2 years are intended for those of the required subjects. There are subjects that to make the student complete, so even science are there, theology are there. They are non-philosophy subjects, but they are needed because the intention of the university is when you graduate, you are a person of complete. Mm-hmm. So not only scientific, not only knowledgeable, but compassionate as well. So the first 2 years are actually with those subjects. We call general subjects. And then on the third year and the fourth year, they are receiving already those subjects, special subjects related to their courses. We offer philosophy in the ecclesiastical faculties, which is actually in preparation for theology, those who are becoming priests. In fact, one of the centers of theology is University of Santo Tomas. So Southeast Asian countries, as far as Korea, Nigeria, and those are actually taking their courses in UST. So one is in preparation for priesthood, theological. And there is also a philosophy we offer in civil, in arts and letters faculty, in which they are prepared to that one you're saying, to the civil world. So most of them would be taking that philosophy in preparation for law. Some would be taking up in preparation for their higher degrees like masters and PhDs. They tend to become researchers or faculty members. And some would go into some human behavioral sciences, like in a company, if you are to enter. So they are the ones who are actually assessing the personality of people. So some of them are into that. But we philosophers, we lovers of philosophers, actually can be put anywhere in sales. I've so many students already been into sales,
politics.
Into politics, definitely. I cannot recall, but there are, I guess, last election, there are already two congressmen have been my students before, and one and two mayors, I guess. But there are many of them. But what I'm simply saying is these people are philosophers, and I guess studied philosophy, and I guess that's what makes them advantageous, I guess, in my humble opinion, compared to those who have familiar with philosophy principles, because one of the principles in philosophy, I guess, is that of importance, giving value and significance to a person as a human person. In that, it's very vital to those who wanted to be in the service of the people. Mm-hmm. And they learn a lot of those during philosophy days when they were taking it.
And the last question, I know you're here first time here.
Yeah.
How do you like Yash, our town, our city, young city? How do you like it?
I don't like it, but I love it. No, I mean, it's excellent. I can't find words to say those things. Like last night, we were passing through the underpass, and I was asking one of the students, what is this excavations and those ruins? And according to her, they accidentally discovered it very recently.
Yes.
And that alone, I mean, hey, I'm studying, I'm here in one of the centers of archaeological sites and history of human civilization. What can I say? It's yes. That's the way I see it. I mean, it's splendid, excellent. I don't know how words would express this, but I truly believe that to the listeners also of the of your program, to take advantage of the best things they have here, because not all students in the whole world have this opportunity to explore humanities at its best, art at its concrete, and philosophy as its most practical usages, only here in YAS.
Yeah. Can you present you?
I'm Dr. Roche Avelino Matienzo from Manila, Philippines, from the University of Santo Tomas. Once again, good day to all.